Hi, I'm Chris Cassidy and this is the New Sun Network. I'm here today with Anna from Habeno and she is our expert in international mortgages right here in Spain. So Anna, tell me about yourself and what it is you do.
Right, so first of all, thank you for inviting me to this podcast, Chris. It's a pleasure being here. I'm responsible for customer success in a company that's called Habeno. Okay. The name might sound quite exotic to you. That's because it is a Swedish-founded fintech mortgage broker. Okay. So basically what we do, we arrange mortgages, mostly for international buyers, but also for residents here in Spain.
So can you give us a bit of an overview about the application process, especially for international buyers to get a mortgage and maybe some things they should be aware of?
Right, so basically what you need to bear in mind as an international buyer that most of the process is going to take place remotely. Yeah. Obviously, because most people don't really have the luxury of spending 2 or 3 months in Spain. Yeah. So what is extremely important, from my standpoint, is the preparation. Because here in Spain, the banking system works very differently, mm-hmm. and mortgages do as well. Yeah. And that leads to a lot of surprises for international buyers. So depending from which country they come from, they come with their own idea of how a mortgage process works, which can be extremely different here in Spain. Yeah. To give you an example of the maximum financing, so the maximum loan to value that you can get as a non-resident here in Spain is 70% of the property price. Okay. So when people come with this idea in mind, and that's something that they can already know, they think that all they need to have in savings is 30% for the purchase. And then we come across something that are taxes and fees, which are here in Spain quite high and depend yep. on such things as the property type, for example. So those are all the things that you need to be aware of before you actually start planning your purchase. So what we recommend is to start preparing in advance, so maybe a few weeks before you come for viewings, or maybe even earlier than that. Yep. So with that in mind, we developed the pre-approval system. When a client, back when they're at home, whether that's in the UK, in the US, in Australia, or anywhere else in the world, can just enter a few simple figures in the pre-approval and then get an idea of how much they can afford here in Spain for their purchase.
Oh, that's good. So that'll tell them. So it might be more than 30% is needed, but that would give you that overall view before you even start the process.
That's correct. Perfect. So what they can also do, they can get in touch with our team, and then depending on what kind of situation they find themselves in, that can be a little bit tailored to their purchase. Okay. Also, I think it's important to understand that here things work very differently. So what the banks are notorious for is that they love this back and forth. So they would come to you with a question, and then they would ask you for another document. And obviously this is a source of a lot of frustration yeah. for people, for example, from Scandinavian countries, who are used to getting mortgages in a matter of a couple of days.
So what are the financial requirements needed for international buyers to qualify for a mortgage in Spain?
I think this is something that is quite similar to other countries. Okay. So basically banks want you to have a stable financial situation, which means that you have to be in your present employment for at least 6 months. Then you would need to provide, for example, your 3 last tax declarations, which means that you have to be active yep. for at least 3 years. One very important term that we work with here in Spain is debt to income ratio, which basically means the ratio between your net monthly income and your expenses. And Spanish banks only consider things like your mortgages, your personal loans, car loans as expenses. Okay. That's why that ratio cannot exceed 35%, including the new mortgage. Just to give you an example, if you're earning 1,000 euros a month, and you have a mortgage of 300 euros a month already, you will probably not be able to get anything else in Spain.
Okay.
Because they require you to have quite a comfortable financial situation in order to afford another mortgage, which can come as a surprise for many buyers, especially for buyers from the US, who are used to a much more flexible banking system.
What about if you don't have an income, but you've got a lot of cash and capital sitting in the bank?
Well, first of all, congratulations. That's great. You did something right. However, for a Spanish bank, that's probably going to be a no-go.
Ah, okay.
So if you only have capital income, for example, dividends from your investment, you will most probably not be eligible for a traditional retail mortgage. Obviously, there are other options that we can look into, mm-hmm. such as private banking, whereas you would need to pledge some of your funds in a Spanish bank. But if we're talking about this normal mortgage of 70% loan to value, most probably that's off the table.
So how do the mortgage rates and the fees compare between international buyers or international mortgages compared to local residents in Spain getting a mortgage?
There is a common misconception that if you're a resident here in Spain, you can enjoy a much better interest rate, which is only partially true. So in general, the rates are quite similar. For example, at the moment, we operate at about 4% interest rate if we're talking about fixed. So that's going to be quite similar for a resident and a non-resident. However, a resident will obviously have better conditions in terms of the mortgage term. For example, if you're a non-resident, the longest mortgage term that you can get is 20 years.
20.
Sometimes it can go up to 25, but 20 is the most common. Okay. However, as a resident, which means if you're a taxpayer here in Spain, you can get up to 30 years of mortgage term, which obviously makes it a little bit easier to cover the monthly payments.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about the loan-to-value ratios. Can you expand a bit more upon that, please?
Right, so what we said earlier is that a non-resident can get up to 70% of the property price in financing, so 70% in loan-to-value.
Okay.
Obviously, there are different factors that play a part in how much you can actually get. So if you, for example, have a great profile, if you come from one of the European countries, then you can definitely get 70%. Okay. However, in some cases, for example, if you are planning to buy an investment property, you can only get up to 60%. And then it's a matter of how we present things to the bank. So if you're working through a mortgage broker, they can advise, okay, so this is probably not advisable to talk about when you go to the bank if you want to get the maximum financing. Then, unfortunately, it does depend on your nationality a little bit. Once again, if you have a very good profile, wherever you might come from, you can still get 70%. However, as we know, following Brexit, things are getting a little bit more difficult. So there are cases in which we can only get 60%.
Okay.
The same is true for some Eastern European countries that don't find themselves in a great situation at the moment. So if we're talking about Costa del Sol market, we have a lot of Polish buyers, for example.
Yeah.
So for them, it's also quite common to get 60%.
Okay.
However, it is not impossible to get 70. You just need to know how to do it.
Perfect. I was going to ask about Brexit as well. So are you seeing a lot of people right now mainly getting the 40% from the UK, or are some of them getting that 30% deposit? How are you seeing that at the moment?
It really depends. It really depends on the profile of the client. Mostly we have been getting 70% for those buyers.
Perfect.
So they are still... Once again, it really depends on the profile, but it is possible to get 70%, so they get away with a 30% of down payment and everyone's happy.
That's perfect. And actually, when you mentioned about investment properties versus a house you're going to live in, there are some clients, for example, I get who they may want to stay there, but they may want to rent it out when they're not there. I don't know how that would work, or is that classed as an investment property, or would you class that as a residential property? Or is there a mixed category in there somewhere?
We normally go with holiday home.
Holiday home.
A holiday home, exactly. And then it's up to the buyer what they do with it. So if they mainly plan or intend to use it as their holiday home, that's the way they put it through. Exactly.
So what documentation do people need in order to apply for a mortgage?
You know, our favourite answer in Habeno is it depends.
Right.
So once again, it depends on the client's profile.
Okay.
Some of the things are standard for everyone. Like we mentioned earlier, 3 last tax declarations or tax returns if you're self-employed. Then if you're an employee, you would need to provide 6 last pay slips. And then depending on what you do, that can be an employment contract or your company results. Then everybody would need to provide 6 months of bank statements. The confirmation of whatever loans or mortgages you can have in your home country, a credit report is extremely important. If you come from the UK or another English-speaking country, you might be familiar with Experian or Equifax.
Okay.
And then obviously you would need your ID, And it's quite important to know that in order to purchase in Spain, you need to have your NIE number, which is a fiscal number for anyone who wants to be a property owner in Spain.
So can you tell us about the normal timelines it takes to get an acceptance of a mortgage for international buyers here in Spain?
Typically, the mortgage cycle from start to finish, so from the moment you submit your documents and we send them to banks until the day that you get the keys in your hand, is about 6 to 8 weeks. Some cases can be quicker. Okay. So we have had cases where we managed to do it in 5 weeks. Oh. And some cases are a little bit more difficult. So that depends on multiple factors, such as the client's profile, the property that they're buying, if the property documents are all in place. So it can take a little bit longer, especially for business owners. So if we're talking about a client who has a holding and five companies in it, yeah, then the banks might take a little bit longer to consider the application. But you can expect anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks if you find yourself in a standard situation.
So is it possible to change or improve your mortgage after you've got it for international buyers? And what are the complexities and things we should know about this?
That's actually a question that we get a lot from our buyers, because as we mentioned multiple times already, some banking systems are much more flexible.
Yeah.
So they offer multiple options, such as equity release. For example, that's when you buy a property with your own funds, and then in a several years' time, you decide to get some equity out of it in order to invest, to renovate your property, or do whatever you want to do with your funds. Here in Spain, this is unfortunately quite a complex transaction. So if you're getting a mortgage, be prepared that it might not be as easy to change it or to refinance it or to do whatever with it, whatever changes you want to do with it in a few years' time. What is also quite common now is that people come to us asking to get a better mortgage rate. Yeah. Obviously, because many people have variable mortgages and now the rates are a little bit higher, yeah, so obviously their payments are a little bit higher, they're looking to change that, to improve that. And there are some options. However, it depends on what mortgage they have initially. For example, if you have a mortgage in your home country, then you can definitely get a mortgage on the same property in Spain using your property's security.
Okay.
At the same time, if you already have a mortgage in Spain, it might be quite complex to change a mortgage or to change from one bank to another one. But then again, this is very individual and we need to look at it case by case.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. And it's been a pleasure having you. And yeah, I look forward to meeting you again here.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.